Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. I have a very special guest joining me in studio. Goes by the name of Bias. How are we doing, sir?
We're doing well, man. Thanks for having me in today.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so happy that you're here. We're so proud of everything that you've done. You've put Chattanooga back on the map. Not that it ever got off the map, but...
It never did. Never left.
But we are happy that you are able to kind of promote our home, our little city here on one of the biggest stages of them all, NBC's The Voice.
Well, I appreciate the support, guys.
How? In a word... What was that experience like? Can you capture it in one word?
Fantastic.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean, but that doesn't do it justice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
It honestly was a life-changing experience for me, man. Really was.
We'll get into that in just a second. But first, let's a little bit about your background. Before we get to The Voice, we'll fast forward into The Voice. But how did you start into music? How did you find a voice? How did you start getting into instruments? Where did you start?
So my family, everybody in my family plays an instrument. My mom plays the piano, my dad plays the guitar, my brother plays the bass, and I started off on drums. So we had a little family band, man, and we would travel around and we'd sing at different places and stuff like that. And so that's how I got my start. And then I guess I was about 16 or 17 years old when my dad was like, "Hey man, you really got a nice singing voice." And I was like, "Really? I mean, I don't know, you know?" And so I started actually working on it and giving it a shot and did choir in high school and then eventually went on to college and studied it classically in college. So I have a classical little background to it as well, but I'm from the South. Man.
Sure.
So you know what I mean? There's only so far that a classical training can go, you know, until the twang gets over. But yeah, man, that's it. And got a record deal in Nashville, left college and moved there and... now we're here.
That's it.
Yeah.
And like we said earlier, so you claimed Chattanooga as your home, but you are originally from Arkansas, I think you said, before
we
got on the
air. Yeah, Little Rock.
And then, so now, but you're living here in Chattanooga, everything's great. And then, are you doing local shows here before you kind of venture out to The Voice? Like, I guess that's what's going on. What's the path that you went that led you to The Voice?
Yeah, I was doing the local circuit here, you know, just playing at the small town local type joints.
Sure.
And I was very grateful to have an opportunity to play, man. So it was really cool that I was able to work on my craft and get that experience before I went out for The Voice. And I feel like that's what helped me when I got there is that I'd done so many shows on crappy equipment and just like my own stuff. Cause I mean, dude, I didn't have a ton of money to, you know, buy like a ton of rich equipment and stuff like that, man. So when I got out to LA, I was like, dude, this is crazy, man. Like that stuff out there is just, it's so much different. And I don't know, I feel like it really helped me and prepared me for that stage.
Great. That's great. What was the audition process like when it comes to The Voice? Cause I know there's a few rounds that I'm assuming you have to go through before you're sitting there to the chair is turned. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. So I did an online virtual audition, and basically it's like a Zoom where they can see you, but you can't see them. And so they're just watching you do your thing.
Okay.
And you get through with your song and you submit it. And within the first 2 minutes, I heard back over an email that they wanted to have a call back with me.
Awesome.
And so that they wanted to hear more about me. And then after that, man, it's like 3 months of like background checks, psych tests, like there is a ton of stuff that you have to get cleared for before you can actually make it to the show. So it's it's pretty crazy, honestly, before you get there.
Yeah. And they have to be extensive because they're going to be putting you on national television now.
Absolutely.
You know, you're going to be on the big stage. Obviously, you're going to be interacting. So ultimately, now you're on The Voice. You made it through the audition process. It's the night of the performance, or the day of the performance. This is when you're going out on stage.
Yeah.
All the chairs, of course, turned at this point. You're playing to everybody's back. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm terrified.
I mean, only imagine.
Dude, you literally walk out of the doors, and there's just silence.
Yeah.
Okay, you've probably got about 250 people in the room, so they make it look a lot bigger on TV, but you've got about 250 in the room. You walk out, and everybody's just looking at you. They don't say your name or anything. Artist entering 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You walk out on stage, dead silence. And I was singing a Blake Shelton song.
Oh,
and this was the first season.
Pressure.
Yeah, first
pressure.
Season that he wasn't there, man.
Right,
and that Gwen was there. So I had that added pressure. It was a whole lot. We got through it, man.
You got through it. And eventually ended up on Team Gwen.
Yeah.
Which, what was the decision there? Because you get to choose.
Yeah, I had a choice, thankfully, man. But I went with Gwen over Reba just because I felt like stage presence and the way that she's an entertainer, man.
Yeah.
She really knows how to captivate an audience. And at 53 years old, she's going to do stuff with the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Like, that's just the type of person that she is. And I think that's why she's helped me so much in my artistry.
Excellent, excellent. Well, congratulations on a success. I mean, obviously, we watched your wild ride. Top 9 contestant. That's nothing to shake a stick at. It's very, very cool.
Thank you.
And now you get to kind of, you've opened up the doors to all types of opportunities, right?
Right.
And now you have a couple of upcoming shows. I know you'll be in Oklahoma in the next couple of months. There's a bunch of other shows reuniting with voice, more voice contestants.
Yeah.
And in fact, you have a show right here tomorrow night.
That's right. Tomorrow night.
Everybody's invited, by the way.
Yeah.
You can purchase your tickets. That's at the Grand Falloon, which is a great little intimate venue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you enjoyed doing the shows now after The Voice? Is it a little bit different than saying going out to doing those local shows now to coming back? And
it's a whole lot different, man.
I bet.
A full band now most of the time when I play, so that's a really cool feeling that I didn't have before, and I feel like that's helping out more than anything. We'll have a full band tomorrow night, so it'll be a good time.
Excellent. Well, we're going to follow you throughout your journey. Officially Bias, that's where you can find him on Instagram. Of course, we'll link up at hits96.com. We'll post up some of the voice auditions and the videos and all of that that they have.
Awesome.
So people can check that out. And now you're working on original music.
That's right, baby. We're getting original music.
Song.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I can feel your excitement.
Yeah, man. It's a dream come true.
So what has that process been like to finally now work on something that's going to be a Bias track?
Yeah, you know, I've worked on music before. I've just never been able to feel like I had a product that I felt confident enough in to release to the world.
Right.
And now I think with the people that we've got helping us, you know, I've got one of Jelly Roll's producers helping produce this track.
Amazing.
He's a legend in the industry. The people and the players that we had play and record on this track. I mean, we had Reva's old drummer.
Wow.
We had Foreigner's old bass player, like just people that are legends in the industry, and they can do it the right way. So it's really made my job easy, man.
I
just walk in there and I sing, you know, they're doing the hard stuff.
Well, now you don't have to worry about anything.
That's right.
Right.
Well,
really,
and that helps.
That has to be some type of relief in a sense. I know there's a little bit more, maybe added pressure.
Yeah.
But now you can just worry about you. I'm going to sing, and everybody else can take care of that little stuff that could have been a nuisance at one point.
That's right.
Well, Bias, again, thank you so much for stopping on by today. I know that you're a busy guy on your way out. Show tomorrow night, Grand Falloon. Doors open at 7 o'clock. You can show up at the Grand Falloon and get your tickets that way. Of course, Bias will be posting about it, I'm sure, on socials. And people
Absolutely.
Will get those details there. And then tomorrow, we're going to be over at 5090 South, the Furniture Store. And I know you have a connection with the staff over there.
Absolutely.
We're doing the big game, big party. We're going to be there from 11:30 until 2. And you were telling me you're going to stop on by.
I'll stop on by.
I love
it. I may play a tune.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So, 5090 South, the Furniture Store. In fact, when we're there, we're going to be there from 11:30 until 2. We're actually taking qualifiers for our big game, big party, giving away a beautiful prize package, 2 recliners, courtesy of 5090 South. And you've been
there. That's pretty awesome.
You see that they have nothing but high quality.
Absolutely.
High quality
good stuff.
Furniture. Plus, we're giving away a 75-inch television and a $250 gift card to Food City to celebrate the big game. And you'll be able to meet Bias if you're there when he's there.
Yeah.
And
stop on by.
For us. So lots of opportunities tomorrow, 11:30 until 2. Stop by 5090 South, the Furniture Store. Meet Bias. Meet me, Gino D. And we'll have some fun, and then you'll be able to put yourself in the running for the big game, big party. Bias, thank you. We're going to have you come back. When you release that song, you need to come back. This is a promise.
Thanks for having me on, guys, and I'll be back.
Absolutely. Bias is also going to do a quick acoustic song for us. We'll be posting up on our socials, so make sure you're following us. Bias right here on Hits 96. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, guys.